title on screen, How to Report in PERT, EVR Part 5.2, Progression and Enabling Competency Example.
Now let's walk through enabling competency progression with an example. Jason consulted his journal and recalled a problem he needed to solve, determining that this work experience falls under the competency of solving problems and adding value. In the past, he self-assessed at level 1 in this area, and CPA Ontario had agreed. However, Jason now believes he has demonstrated progression and is ready to self-assess at level 2.
Text on screen, pro tip, your enabling competency examples must be pertaining to your current role. You cannot use examples from the CPA PEP or prior roles.
Jason answers the questions for this competency, which requires him to A. Describe the situation, B. Describe the course of action taken, and C. Describe what he learned from the experience that he can apply to future situations. In part A of the question, Jason describes the situation.
Text on screen, the organization has multiple reporting systems and integrating these data points for reporting was previously done by combining individual reports in Excel. The issue is that these spreadsheets were prone to human error and were unable to be updated with real-time information. Stakeholders include management and business units that use this information to make decisions. The CPA value impacted is.
Jason uses the CPA Way model to consider alternatives and identify a course of action.
Visual of the CPA Way appears on screen, showing the icons, CPA mindset, assess the situation, analyze major issues, conclude and advise, communicate.
In part B of the question, Jason uses the CPA Way and documents the following.
Text on screen. I considered the following alternatives to addressing this issue. 1. Implementing a reporting module that would integrate data from various sources. 2. Consolidating the reports and updating more frequently. The pros and cons of each option and their impact on internal stakeholders were.
In part C, Jason considers what he has learned from this work experience and documents the following.
Text on screen, based on the various considerations, I recommended that we implement the reporting module. One limitation of this option was getting the budget approved to implement the module when the business case was presented to management. Management agreed with the recommendation. This will better facilitate real-time reporting for business units and the creation of custom reports to improve decision-making. I had learned that it is important to consider all viable options and perform appropriate analysis to determine the best course of action. Text on screen, pro tip, this example is kept brief for illustrative purposes. Additional details, as presented in this video, are required in your PERT report to meet the level 2 requirements.
Jason checks his answers against the rubric and sees that he's demonstrating at a level 2. He considers the following. Frequency is high, as Jason has reported exposure to this enabling competency multiple times throughout his experience reporting. Complexity is high because the solution was not straightforward. Jason had to analyze the pros and cons of the alternatives and consider the information needs of management in identifying a solution. He was also involved with the implementation and testing of the new reporting module. Autonomy is high as Jason worked independently with the business units to understand their information needs to address the issues. Based on these factors, he believes he's performing at level 2 and self-assesses accordingly. Jason runs his consolidated summary and notes that he has self-assessed level 2s in all enabling competencies except for managing self.
Visual of the enabling competencies in the consolidated summary, showing all at a level 2 except for managing self, which is at level 1.
He will look for opportunities to demonstrate this final enabling competency before his next experience report is due. Jason will request his fourth meeting with his mentor to discuss his progress and then ask his supervisor to verify the report.
Text on screen, pro tip, your CPA mentor is a great resource for providing guidance on your levels and progress and to discuss your enabling competency examples.
Up next, learn about how to prepare for completion.
Text on screen, cpaontario.ca/pevideos.